It's inauguration day, and we're about to head to the hospital for the birth of our first baby.
While millions of us were watching Lady Gaga and the inauguration of President Joe Biden last week, a Ventura County mum was going into labour.
Contractions are now between 6 and 10 minutes apart, but I think my water broke, so that's why we're going to the hospital. And they really, really hurt. Some of them aren't so bad, but some of them... I have to tell myself to breathe because they're just really painful. So hoping that she's here, hopefully before midnight tonight, but you know, I'm just really happy that we're going into labor naturally.
We first met Genesee Semler when she was 37 weeks pregnant. Now the baby is here, Finn, a perfect baby girl, born weighing 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
My water broke and contractions started right away. I thought I had like peed, but and so we called the hospital and they said no rush, but within an hour contractions were about 5 minutes apart. So we got our last meal as a couple. We just went to Chili's and got burgers, ate it in the car since they wouldn't let us eat at the hospital. I sat in the triage room while they waiting to be admitted, watching the inauguration and having some contractions before they let, you know, my husband come up.
And it's not only meals in the hospital that are affected by the pandemic. Preparing for a birth during the COVID-19 crisis provides new challenges.
Because of COVID, there were no prenatal classes. I did watch some videos on breathing, how to slow down, because my major fear was tearing and the postpartum recovery. So I looked up, you know, how to slow down pushing a baby out as well as speed it up. And I think that kind of helped with, you know, I only ended up getting 2 or 3 stitches, and you know, it still hurts, it's still sore down there, but I think I was really lucky. It's not even a first degree tear. And then who was with me? Because of, you know, COVID and stuff, it was just my husband. Everyone wore masks. I was allowed to labor without a mask, but even though everyone wore masks there, they never told me to put on a mask, like even through our whole postpartum period there.
And breastfeeding her newborn hasn't been without challenges either.
I thought it was kind of strange, this idea of like mom guilt, where you can't, you know, produce enough milk or your baby doesn't like your milk. But it's like a real thing. I was basically dry pumping in the hospital and I wanted to just exclusively breastfeed her. But because of her jaundice, they wanted her to pass more bowel movements because that's one of the ways they get rid of bilirubin. And so they, you know, I didn't have enough milk or colostrum, so they wanted us to supplement with formula. So we were feeding her mostly formula, and I was like in a race against the clock to try to get my milk in because, you know, once she started getting formula, she wouldn't want to latch at all because it was harder to get anything out of me and it was easy to get it out of the bottle. So I've been very aggressively pumping and trying to feed her. And finally, about 2 days ago, which was like 3 days after she was born, some milk started coming in. So that's been nice. So we're mostly breastfeeding and supplementing with a little bit of formula now.
And we're going to continue to follow Genesee and baby Finn on their journey. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.